Now we're holding on your test. Umlaut B is about the middle, about the middle of the umlaut line is by the two dots. Valkyrie Mechanica. Good morning, Ali. The Mishnah said Valkyrie Mechanica Val Adam Purim. That other day we were talking about the month when the Shluchim go out to inform everybody when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh. They include, they said Kislev to tell people when Hanukkah is, and Adar to tell people when Purim is. So the Gemara says, V'ilu nis'abra shana yotzin al Adar Hashani mitnei Purim lekotoni. Now the Mishnah did not mention that if it's a leap year, they also go out for Adar Hashani. So why not? So masnisin de loike Rebbe. Evidently, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that if there was an Ibuyo, then in fact, you're going to have to send out more Shluchim to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was, so they'll know when to celebrate Purim. Tosfos asked the question, wouldn't everybody agree that you have to send out Shluchim because you have to tell them there was a leap year, otherwise they're going to celebrate Pesach, otherwise they're going to celebrate Pesach at the wrong time? And the answer is, and after all, they didn't always make the Ibuyo before Adar, sometimes only during Adar itself would they decide they need an Ibuyo. So Tosva says, okay, the fact is Shluchim go out for Nissen. So if we were to say that they don't send out separate Shluchim for Adar Sheni, when people see, they usually expect the Shluchim of Nissen to come by a certain time, and now they didn't see that they come, they're going to know automatically it must be a leap year, and that's why there's no Shluchim. So according to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, as opposed to Rebbe, you don't really need to send out specific ones to tell them that it was Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. You don't send any at all, and people automatically realize, you know what, the Shluchim didn't come. There must be a second Adar. Well, the Gemara says Lema B'Hakamifidi. So should we say that the Machloikas of Rebbe and the Chachamim depends on the underlying point? The Marisava Kolam Mitzvahs Hanoigas B'Sheni Noigas B'Rishin. We can say that the Chachamim say that all the mitzvahs that apply in the second month also apply in the first month, meaning that if they keep the mitzvah supporting in Adar, and it turns out that it was Adar Aleph, they're Yotze, they don't have to do them again in Adar Sheni. Therefore, there'd be no need to send out Shluchim separately for Adar Sheni. And Rebbe would hold that not. They did them in Adar. It turns out it's Adar Rishon. No good. They're going to have to do them again in Adar Sheni. Therefore, we need Shluchim to tell them when Rosh Chodesh was, so that they'll know to be able to keep the mitzvah of Purim in the proper time. So is that the Machlokes? Which is a point that we're going to take up in Masechet Megillah in the next couple of months, Be'ez Hashem. So the Gemara says no. We can say both Rebbe and the Chachamim agree on that fundamental point. Rather, we can say the machlokes between them depends on the question: how long is the Ibur month? If the extra month that's added is always known to be a certain length, then there's no need to send out Shluchim, because once you know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph was, then automatically you know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was. But if not, then you're going to need to send. So they can be arguing on that. The Tanya is, in fact, we learn in a Braisa, Kama Ibur Shana Lamed Yom. How much is the Ibur Shana? Always 30 days. Reb Shimon Gamliel, I'm a Chodesh. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, a Chodesh. Now the Gemara assumes that he means a Chodesh means 29 days. In other words, according to him, it's always 29 days. Now, how do you make an Ibur month always 29 or always 30? The fact is, you need to know whether the moon was visible whether the moon is going to be visible 4 weeks from now at the end of that month. How can you announce in advance whether it's 29 or 30 days? So in fact, the Rambam says, we're talking about when they send the message to the outlying communities, to Bavo and other places, telling them that there's a leap year, they can write, according to the first opinion, they will write that it's going to be 30 days. But based on, as Mephoshim explained, they can go based on their calculations, that it looks likely that it's going to be 30 days, etc. And then if it turns out later on, eventually, if it turns out for whatever reason that they ended up making it 29 days, then later on, they'll send another message to them to correct that, and they'll know that they have to move their calendars one day. But to begin with, when we send them, we're going to send them the by default, we're going to tell them the following Ibur year that we're going to, the following Ibur month that we're going to make, we expect to be 30 days. There's different Mephoshim talk about a lot of pros and cons and not exactly. But that's, yeah. So, Okay, so the question is, so what's the machlokas? Maishna lamed biyadi chodesh nami yadi. Nu, if we say that the extra month is always 30 days, then automatically they're going to know when everything is in Adar Sheni once they know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon was. Well, you could say the same thing according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. You'd test them in Bays, about 3 quarters down the way. You could say the same thing when it comes to, if it's always 29 days according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Same thing. So either way, so if we say that Rebbe and the Chachamim are following the opinions of respectively Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim of his Braisa, either way, why do we need Shluchim for Adar Sheni? The answer is Amar Papa Manda Amar Chodesh. When Reb Shimon Gamliel says Chodesh, he doesn't mean that it has to be 29 days. Rotza Chodesh, Rotza Shloshim means that Beis Din can do whatever they see fit at the time. They can make it 29 or they can make it 30. So therefore, according to that, the Rebbe is following that opinion. Reb Shimon Gamliel, after all, was his father. So he's following that opinion, and he's saying, therefore, that we can't automatically, by knowing when Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon was, automatically know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was, because Adar Rishon might be 29 or might be 30, depending on what Beis Din sees fit to do at the time. Therefore, we need Shluchim for Adar Sheni as well. Whereas the Chachamim, who disagree with Rebbe, are going to say, like the Chachamim who disagree with Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's always going to be 30 days, so therefore no need for Shluchim. Once you know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon was, automatically you know 30 days later is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and 14 days after that is Purim, and so forth. Continuing on this topic, the Gemara says, "Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahola Kadisha de Yerushalayim." Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave Eidos in the name of the holy community of Yerushalayim. We learned about them in Beitza. We talked about that it's Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, or it's Chachamim of a generation before Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Whatever, it was a group of Tamar Chachamim that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave Eidos in their name. Al Shnei Adorim Shemakadshin Oisim Biyem Iburehem. Both Adars will Makadish them. We make Rosh Chodesh on the day of the Ibur. The day of the Ibur is called the 30th day. The 30th day of the previous month is called the day of the Ibur because if it turns out to be a 30-day month, then that is the Ibur. That's the extension of the previous month. And if not, then it becomes Rosh Chodesh of the current month. So what he's saying is that both Adars, we always make sure to Makadish them on the 30th. So in other words, we're going to have Adar Rishon is going to be 29 days. And Rosh Chodesh is going to be the first of the next month, the 30th day counting from the beginning of Adar Rishon. And the same thing with Adar Sheni is going to be 29 days. So both of them are going to be 29-day months, which means, lememra dechaserin avdinan, malayin lay avdinan. In other words, as much as to say, Rabbi Shoban Levi is telling us that you should know both Adars are always going to be chaser. And then again, according to that, so that's the third opinion. So far we had the Chachamim saying it's always 30. Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Adar Aleph, that is. Reb Shimon Gamliel saying the first one can be either 30 or 29, depending on what Beis Din decides. And now this Kahal HaKadosh Yerushalayim is saying that not only it, but the second Adar are always 29 days. And that is La Puki Midodosh of Nachum Bechista. That comes to go against what, why is he telling us that? To tell us not like what Reb Nachum Bechista said, which he said in a drasha, Heyed Reb Simoi Mishum Chagas Chaya Malachi. Reb Simoi gave Eidos in the name of Chagas Chaya Malachi, who were the last Nevi'im at the beginning of the second Mishnah. Now, you can't quote, a Navi doesn't pass in Halacha, but in his role as a Talmud Chacham, he can. So when we hear it, when we hear a din that they said, we're not accepting it because they were Nevi'im, we're accepting it because they were great Talmud Chachamim and members of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. Anyway, so Reb Simoi gave Eidos in their name, Al Shnei Adarim, about the 2 months of Adar, Shem Rotu Lachsoisid Shnein Malayin Oisin. If the Chachamim wants to, if the Beis Din wants to make both of them Malay, they can do that. Shnein Chaserin Oisin, if they want to make them both Chaser 29 days, they can do that also. Echad Malay Ve'echad Chaser Oisin. And if they want to make them 129 and 130, whichever one is which, they can do that. V'kachayu Noigen Bagoyla. In fact, that was the minhag in the Goyla. Goyla usually means Pupadissa, specifically the center of Jewish life in Babel. So they would do that. Now, what I mean by they would do that, they're not Makadish the Chodesh over there. First of all, we can be talking about in time, there were periods of time when they were Makadish the Chodesh there, because there were times when there were no great Tamar Chachamim, at least of their caliber in Babel, in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, the Gemara and the Mishnah and Yevamos, for example, tells us that one time Rabbi Akiva went to Nahavda to declare an Ibur Yor, because when he left Eretz Yisrael, there was nobody of his caliber left in Eretz Yisrael, and since the times were difficult in Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't do it there, so he went to Babel. So we could mean that, Or we could mean, again, that the Bnei Bavel, not having had the Shluchim come to them yet to tell them when Basin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, then they operate on the assumption that Adarishin could be 30 or 29 and Adarsheni could be 30 or 29. In the meaning that they're gonna decide for themselves, yeah, and then eventually when Shluchim and Beis Din do show up and tell them, then they're gonna adjust things accordingly. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wants us to know that it's not so that, but rather both Adars are always 29 days. Yeah, in other words, let's say, for example, so you live in Bavel. So let's say, for example, it comes the beginning of Adar Sheni. You don't know whether Adar Rishon was 30 or 29 days. So you're starting to plan, when is Purim going to be? So you can operate on the assumption, so according to the different opinions that we're saying over here in the Gemara, you're gonna figure out for yourself, okay, most likely Purim is on such and such a day. And you're going to do accordingly. Eventually, sometime later that month, or the next month, Shluchim will show up and tell you that actually Adar Rishon was 30 days, where you thought it was 29, or vice versa. And then you'll adjust things. Now you'll know, okay, today is not the fifth of Nisan, today is the fourth of Nisan, that sort of thing. That the point is that you're allowed to make your assumption like that, rather than saying maybe you should have to keep 2 days Misafir. You're allowed to operate on the assumption that it's going to be a certain thing and only keep 1 day Purim rather than two, or only keep, let's say, 1 day one day Pesach rather than two, etc. Based on what you figured out is most likely.
Basically, what you're saying is, if you take 2 days of 29 days, 2 months of 29 days, you could always extend them to 30 days, but if you take 2 months of 30 days, you cannot do anything. You cannot change it, rather.
Backwards and change things, but the point would be, if let's say you assumed, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying, that both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni were 29 each, and then later on you find out that both of them were 30 days each, then it means that you know you were 2 days off. It means that you were 2 days off, and eventually you're gonna know for yourself, okay, so today, so the day that I thought was Hey Nissen, let's say, is really Gimel Nissen. So right. That continues Reb Simoi, continues Reb Nachman Bar Chista, telling what Reb Simoi said, Umashum Rabbeinu Omru, in the name of our Rebbe, which means Rav, they said, La'olam echad mole ve'echad chaser, you always assume that of the two adders, one is mole and one is chaser, meaning that it's going to be a total of 59 days, unless people from Eretz Yisrael come and tell you that Rosh Chodesh was Bismanoi, meaning that the first Adar was Chaser. Otherwise, you can always assume that Adar Rishon is Malay and Adar Sheni is Chaser, unless you find that otherwise. Okay, so those are all the various opinions on the subject. So continues the Gemara, Sholchu Leila Ma'ukva, they sent a message to Ma'ukva from Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ukva lived in Bavel. Adar Asamach L'Nissen La'olam Chaser. The Adar right before Nissan is always Chaser, meaning Adar Rishon could be 30 or 29, like we were talking about. But the Adar Sheni, the regular Adar in a regular year, Adar Sheni in a leap year, is always going to be 29 days. Now, we do actually have that rule built into our fixed calendar nowadays. The Gemara over here is going to end up slugging that up, but that means the Gemara is slugging it up as far as when they were Mekadosh Al-Pi Ariyah. That's not necessarily 29 days, as we're going to go on to say. But in our permanent calendar that we have nowadays, yes, we do have, given, Tosfos says, given that really the first Adar is the extra month that we're adding, then it makes sense to make that one 30 and then make the regular Adar Sheni, which after all is the equivalent of the regular Adar, make that 29 just like it is in regular years. So that's how it is. But then now we're going to discuss whether that was the case when they sent this message to Ma'ukva. They're talking about back when they were Mekadosh Al-Pi Ariyah. So is that in fact the case that Adar Hasamach L'Nissan is La'olam Chaser? So let's discuss that. Masiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, I have a contradiction. The next Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechal L'Nissa Shabbos. There are 2 months for which the Edim can be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to give their Eders. Al Nissan V'Al Tishrei. So now why should they have to be Mechal Shabbos to come? If you say that the Adar that's before Nissan is sometimes Mole, sometimes Chaser, then we need to depend on their Eders to tell us whether in fact they came, whether they saw the moon, Mishumachim Mechalolinon. Well, that explains why we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos to come, because we need their Eders. We need their Eders to know where to be Mekadosh the Chodesh in the proper time. But if you're going to tell me that Beis Din is always going to make the month chaser, and even if Edim show up, even if Edim don't show up, rather, Beis Din is still going to be Mekadosh it, Amai Mechalalina. So why should the Edim be Mechal Shabbos to come? Anyway, we don't particularly need their Edus. Beis Din is going to decide Rosh Chodesh on their own anyway. So, and the answer is Mishum the Mitzvah, Lekadosh Alariyah. Fine, but after all, there is a mitzvah to be mekadosh al pi ariyah based on edim. So therefore, it's true. We don't really need them if they don't come. And based in decide that anyway, we need to make ader chaser. They're anyway going to be mekadosh the chodesh on their own. Now, how they're able to do that is a whole discussion of its own. I mean, doesn't the moon actually have to be visible? So there's a lot of discussion about that. I mean, what it is the based in we know makes calculations to determine when the moilad is. So for example, the Minchas Chinuch talks about that there is the possibility when in a pinch, when Beis Din decide that they need to, for whatever reason, for example, we were talking about now with the lengths of Adar, they can rely exclusively on their calculations, even if nobody actually shows up to say that the moon is visible, because they can say that they can say to themselves, you know what, under extra favorable conditions, it might conceivably have been visible, which we're going to talk about later on. We're going to talk about on Omid Beis, about the Moilad and about how that relates to when the moon is actually visible. So they can calculate that, you know what, enough time has passed since the Moilad that if it was the most favorable conditions, if it was an absolutely clear sky and somebody is standing on a really tall mountain and so on and so forth, they would just barely be able to see it. And they can base themselves on that even if no actual Edim show up. Nevertheless, mitzvah lekadosh al ariyah, so therefore we would prefer to have actual ariyah, and therefore that's reason enough for the Edim to be mechal Shabbos. So therefore, so fine, that's not a contradiction to the idea that Adar asamach l'nissen is olam chaser, is la'olam chaser. What will happen is, we do want Edim to come. If it comes out that Rosh Chodesh, that the moon was visible Friday night, then by all means, let the Edim come and be mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din Shabbos morning and testify, so that we can actually make Adar 29 days al pi ariyah. But nevertheless, even Reb Nachman is saying, even if Edim don't show up, we're saying that Adar Asamach L'Nissan La'olam Chaser, and Beis Din is going to be Mekadosh at Shabbos morning anyway, based on their determination that the Moilad was sometime on Friday. Okay, Ikadamri, another version of the discussion, goes the other way around. Omer Reb Nachman, Afan Nanami Tanena. In the first version, we brought that Mishnah of Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalin as a question on the message they sent to Ma'ukva. And Reb Nachman had to reconcile it. Now it goes the other way around. Reb Nachman starts out with using that Mishnah as a proof. Afa nanami tanena. In fact, that fits with what we learned in the next Mishnah. Al shnei chadoshim mechal on us a Shabbos. There were 3 months for which the Edim are mechal Shabbos. Al nissen val tishrei. So iamet b'shleim la'olam chaser pakeh. If you say that Adar is always chaser, then we understand. Mishum hachi mechal linen. We understand already ourselves why. We have the Edim travel on Shabbos to Beis Din and on Mechal Shabbos, the mitzvah lekadosh al ariyah, because of this mitzvah that they should be mekadosh al pi ariyah if at all possible. Eli amet zimnin mali zimnin chaser. Just the opposite, you can say if it's up to Beis Din to determine each year whether Adar has samoch l'nissen is going to be mali or chaser or not. Amay mechal linen. We can argue the other way around. Why should the Edim be mechal Shabbos? Fine, who needs Edim at all? Let's tell the Edim, if you see the moon Friday night and you can't come to Beis Din without being Mechal Shabbos, don't bother. We'll just make Adar 30 days and fine, Rosh Chodesh Nissen will be Sunday. The very fact that we tell them to be Mechal Shabbos implies that we want, if at all possible, Adar to be 29 days. So that would prove the point they said to Ma'ukva.
How do we know that Kiddush HaKodesh allows you to Mechal Shabbos? Where do we get that from?
We'll do that later on in the parak. We're going to, in connection with that mission, we're going to talk about that. So the answer is, you know what? You have to consider what the kavius was. If we're talking, the scenario we were talking about up until now is the 29th of Adar was Friday, and what would have been the 30th of Adar is Shabbos, and instead we want to make it the first of Nisan. Hochinami, you're right. We could tell the Edim, don't bother. We'll make it a 30-day Adar and have done with it. But the case could be where the 29th was Thursday, the 30th was Friday, and now already Shabbos is going to be the 31st. There's no such thing as a 31-day month in our calendar. It has to be either 29 or 30. So if Edim didn't come on the 30th on Friday, let's say because in fact the moon taka wasn't visible Thursday night, Then what are we going to do? We can't make the month any longer than 30 days. We still have mitzvah l'kaddish al ariyah, so we're still going to want Edim to come and tell us that they saw the moon on Friday night, the 30 of the after the 30th, going into the 31st. That could be the case the Mishnah is talking about when they're mechal Shabbos. Not because we actually need them at that point, because at that point, the month by default is going to have to be 30 days anyway, because it can't be longer than 30. But because mitzvah l'kaddish al ariyah, therefore that would be reason enough to tell them to have them be Mechal Shabbos to come and testify. So there's no proof, from that, therefore, that Adar HaSamach L'Nissan is necessarily 29 days. Yeah, what?
This is a built-in rule into the beginning of Tirush HaChodesh that they're Mechal Shabbos when it will be a 31-day month of Shabbos.
No, so what we're saying is, in other words, there's a concept that the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos to come and testify in front of Beis Din. The next Mishnah is going to tell us, which we're going to quote now, in the Gemara, the next part of the Mishnah, when the Bais Mikdash was standing, then they could do that any month because they have to be able to bring the Korbanos on Rosh Chodesh at the right time. But other than that, after the Bais Mikdash is destroyed, only Nisan and Tishrei, because those are the months that we need established on the proper day in order that the Yom Tovim should be at the proper times.
And this definitely found a necessity for it to be done. It's just the foundation of doing it at any given time.
Yeah, so once we have, we're going to quote later on, we're going to bring later on in the Gemara, on Chof Aleph, we're going to talk about how we know that the Edim are Mechal Shabbos to come and testify. So yes, so now it's up to the Chachamim to determine what months is that okay for. So when there's no Bais Mikdash, then only Nisan and Tishrei, and when the Bais Mikdash is standing, then all of them.
Because it seems like even this Tishrei, you couldn't pass the rule if not for the 31st day to fall out on the Shabbos.
Right, because the fact is you can't have a 31-day month. So that's the thing. So we're set. Now, it's not so simple, actually. We are going to talk about later on, we're going to talk about in the next perek, when we get more into the details of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're going to talk about when is Beis Din actually required to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at all. There are actually four different opinions when Beis Din is required to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Is it only 29-day month? Is it only 30-day month? Is it both of them? Is it neither of them? Our Gemara is working on the assumption that Beis Din always has to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, even if it was a 30-day month, and we know automatically it can't be more than 30 days. Nevertheless, they have a mitzvah to say Mekodesh HaChodesh, and that there's a mitzvah to do that based on Edim, and therefore that would be reason enough for Edim to come. The halacha is not like that. In the end, the Rambam passed in the halacha that they don't need that after they only need to be Mekadosh a 29-day month. A 30-day month is automatically Min HaShemayim Kidshuhu, and therefore they don't really need Edim at all. So yeah, there's not a valid reason for Edom to come on Shabbos in that case. Only if they saw it the night after the 29th is there a valid reason for them to come on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Kahana. And Rav Kahana says, I have another contradiction to this idea that Adar HaSamach L'Nissan La'olam Chosid. That Mishnah continues, when the Bais Mikdash is standing, Mechalin Achal Kulon, then the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to be Mekadosh any of the month, Mipnei Takonas HaKorban, in order to fix up the korban, because the korban for Rosh Chodesh has to be brought on the right day. We need to have Rosh Chodesh established on the right day. So midikulu labashim the mitzvah l'kaddish al ariyah. So evidently, says Rav Kahana, now the Mishnah didn't say anything about mitzvah l'kaddish al ariyah. So the implication is that the only reason to allow them to be Mechal Shabbos is Mipnei Takonas HaKorban. Well then, Nisan v'Tishrei nami lav mishum the mitzvah l'kaddish al ariyah. So by Nisan and Tishrei, we can't say that factor is involved as well. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have said that. So, iyamet v'shlema zimnin mole v'zimnin chaser. So again, if you say Adar can be 29 or 30, mishum hachi mechal alinan, that explains why we would be Mechal Shabbos, because we need their actual Eidos. Again, we need their actual Eidos in order to determine when Rosh Chodesh is. Eli, amat la'olam chaser, but if you tell me that Adar HaSamach L'Nissan is always chaser, amayim mechal alinan, why should we have them be mechal Shabbos to come and tell us when they saw the moon? It doesn't matter. With or without them, we're going to make Adar 29 days. The Gemara says, you're right, Tziyuvta, that's a contradiction, so therefore we can't accept that point that they sent to Marukva. In fact, Adar HaSamach L'Nissan, when they were Mekadosh al ariyah, could be either 29 or 30 days, just like most other months. Okay. More on this topic of being Mekadesh, of being Mekadesh and Ma'aber Chadoshim, and in particular the whole concept of being Ma'aber Chadoshim Lutzurich, meaning, in other words, that again we're saying that sometimes based in we'll have to manipulate the lengths of the months in order to accomplish, in order to get something accomplished that they need. So Omar Ula, so Ula says, Ula was from Eretz Yisrael, and he traveled regularly back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. He says, Yadin Chabrin Babloi Maiti Vusa Abdinin Ba'adayu. Do our colleagues in Babel know how much good we're doing for them when we make Elul 30 days? Now, we learned yesterday, I mean, most Ezra Ba'elach, Lo Matzinu Elul Ma'over, but in Ula's times, that Ula lived the next generation, Rav was the one who said that, Ula lived the generation after Rav. So in his times, apparently, there was at least one time when they had to make Elul Ma'over. So Ula says, do you people in Babel realize how much you're thinking, well, we made it a hassle for you. Now you have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Do you realize how much good we're doing you that we saved you a problem? So Mighty Vosa, what kind of good does it do? Ula Omer Mishum Yarkia. So Ula himself says the reason is because of vegetables. What happens, in other words, they arrange things to make that Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Shabbos and Yom Kippur, should not be one right next to the other. Because we don't want yarkia as vegetables. You don't want you have vegetables that you're going to be eating at the end of the second day, and they're going to wilt. They're going to dry out during that time. Because especially so right now the Gemara is going to discuss: are we talking about only Yom Kippur, or are we talking about Yom Tovim? If we're talking about Yom Kippur, you can't cook them or do anything with them on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So by the end of Shabbos or by the end of Yom Kippur, they're going to be all wilted.
Two days
in a row, yeah. So if you were in Kippur, it was on Friday or on Sunday. If we're talking about other Yom Tovim, then fine, the same thing. We're talking about, let's say, you want to eat them raw. Let's say you don't want to cook them. They didn't have refrigerators in those days, so yeah. So that's one reason. Rab Acha Bachanina Omer Mishum Mesaya. Rab Acha Bachanina says another reason because of dead bodies. In particular, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, if you have them one right next to the other, if a person passes away on one of them, they can't bury him on Shabbos, they can't bury him on Yom Kippur. So 2 days, the body is going to be lying there. It's going to start spoiling. So for those kinds of reasons, Beis Din would make an effort to avoid that Shabbat, that Yom Tov or Yom Kippur would come out on Friday or on Sunday. And therefore, so Ula is saying you should realize how much good we're doing for you by, in a case like that, if we the Beis Din and Eretz Yisrael realized that it was going to come out that the 30th of Elul, which is the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, was going to be on Wednesday or on Friday, and therefore that Yom Kippur was going to be on Friday or on Sunday, then we ma'aber the Chodesh, and therefore we move Yom Kippur to be 1 day later.
Now they have to understand the nature of that, because those are not traditional vegetables. You know, nowadays, from the farm, make it to the store.
Well, but you can't pick them on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But wait, we're going to continue discussing this. So the Gemara says, "My benayu." We have two different reasons. What the practical difference? What the practical outcome between those two reasons? It sounds like Ula is saying vegetables alone is enough. Rav Acha Bar Chanina is saying mason is by itself is enough. Where is there a case where one issue would apply and not the other? So the answer is, "Ikabinayu yemek kippurim shechalis achar Shabbos." A nakamina between them would be if Yom Kippur was going to come out on Sunday, where again we're saying Beis Din is going to be ma'aber of the month in order to prevent that from happening, and Yom Kippur will come out on Monday instead. Mander Omer Mishum Mesaya Ma'abrinan. So if you say that the problem is Rav Acha Bar Chanina is saying because of Mesim, that's a good enough reason to make a 30-day Elul. Or Mander Omer Mishum Yarkaya, where is the opinion, Ra'ula, who said that it's only because of the vegetables, that's not such a big deal, that's not reason enough to be Ma'aber Elul because of that. La'emas Kaboilu. Now, in the case where Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then fine, you're going to need them at the end of Shabbos. And you can't, and you can, you're not going to first go at the end of Shabbos to go start picking vegetables. After all, when do you need the vegetables? You don't need them during the day on Yom Kippur because you can't eat anyway. La'urta, you only need them in the evening. Fine, la'urta tarachu maisi. In the evening, you can go and get some new vegetables. So that's not a reason enough to be, that wouldn't be a reason enough to push off Yom Kippur, to be ma'aber elul and push off Yom Kippur by a day just so that people can have fresh vegetables, can have fresh, non-spoiled vegetables to eat, because they can't eat them Yom Kippur anyway. If Yom Kippur was going to come out on Friday, fine, you would say you don't want Shabbos afternoon, people's vegetables are going to be spoiled, you don't want that. But Yom Kippur afternoon, you can't eat anyway. Which Mefoshim explained that also the Gemara is going to mention soon a point that vegetables you also have, you can put them in hot water and revive them. The Gemara knows of that point now also, and that's another consideration also, that they're not necessarily are they going to be so dried out and spoiled that you couldn't possibly eat them on the night after Yom Kippur. You have a way with that also. So the Gemara says, Ulamanda Omar Mishum Yakaya La Ava Mishum Messiah, new, and according to Ula Svara that you're saying because of Eurocus, don't you also have the issue of Mesim? Why doesn't he take that into consideration? It's true. He would say in that case, I have no problem with Yom Kippur coming out on Sunday because the vegetables, you'll just go get new vegetables at the end of Yom Kippur. Fine, but he also has to realize that it could happen that somebody passes away on that Shabbos and you can't bury him till after Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he take that into consideration and say that alone is a reason enough to make Elul Ma'over? Ella, you're right. Gemara says, we have to say the nafkamina between them would be Yom Tov HaSamach LaShabbos, Bein Melechoneha, Bein Melacharea. Not as far as Yom Kippur, but as far as other Yomim Tovim. In particular, let's say we're talking about Sukkos, that would have come out on Friday or on Sunday without being Ma'aber Elul. Manda Omer Mishum Yavkaya Ma'abrina. So again, if we say because of vegetables, that's a reason enough to make an Iber, to make an Iber for that, because even with that, fine, you're allowed to cook vegetables on Yom Tov, but again, let's say you don't want to cook them, you want to eat them raw, and you don't have refrigeration, so they're going to spoil, and therefore we're going to say that's a reason enough for us to be Ma'aber, for us to be Ma'aber Elul, to avoid that happening. And actually, some of the Mefoshim talk about is there a possibility that maybe then that would apply to other months as well, maybe not only Elul, maybe we need to be Ma'aber Nissen sometimes, Adar sometimes for the same reason with Pesach. Maybe sometimes Iyar as well with Shavuos. Among other, the Pnei Yeshua actually has a discussion about it. He talks about the different seasons of the year, when it's particularly hot, when it's not so hot. Nissen time, for example, Pesach, it's usually cooler weather. Maybe there's less of a concern about that. Shavuos, fine, it's at the beginning of the summer, but it's only the beginning of the summer, so it's not quite so hot yet. Whereas Tishrei is at the end of the summer, maybe therefore the main concern is during Tishrei when it's at the end of the summer and it's still hot and humid. So because of Yarkia would be a reason enough to be Ma'aber, which Tosfos points out, there's no reason to have Milafaneha. If Sukkos would have come out on Friday, automatically Yom Kippur, which is 5 days earlier, would come out on Sunday. So therefore, Tosfos takes out the word milfaneha, that the nafkamina would be. If Sukkos would have come out on Sunday, so fine, Yom Kippur, there's not a problem. If Sukkos was going to be on Sunday, then the previous Yom Kippur would be on Tuesday. That's not going to be an issue of Yaukia or Mesia. But you still have the issue. Yaukia is still going to be an issue because vegetables that you picked before Shabbos or that you bought before Shabbos are going to be wilted by the end of the first day of Yom Tov, on the other hand, the Baal HaMor, on the other hand, finds reason to justify it, and he has a long discussion over here, again, involving that after all, maybe there are ways around some of these things that we're talking about over here with Yaukia and Mesia. Umanda Omer Mishum Mesia, where is the opinion, Rab Acha Bar Chanina, who says that the reason to be Ma'aber Elul in that case is because of the dead bodies? That's not such a problem. Efshar Ba'amami, because in that case, we learned in Beitza that if you have a mess for Yom Tov Rishon, you ask why a mummy, fine, you can have Goyim bury him. So it's not that bad that we should have to be Ma'aber Elul in case you could have somebody passes away on Shabbos or on the first day of Yom Tov, and then we're gonna have to leave them unburied until after Yom Tov. No, because you can always have a goy bury him on Yom Tov itself on Sunday, which would be the day of Yom Tov. So in other words, if Yom Tov came out on Friday. So if the Kviyas was going to be such, if Rosh Hashanah was going to be on Friday or on Sunday, and therefore because of that Sukkos was and Shemini Atzeres were also going to be on Friday or on Sunday respectively, then that's not a big deal. That's not reason enough according to Ula to make a leap year, because you always have a way out of it. If there's a mess on that day of Rosh Hashanah or Sukkos or Shemini Atzeres, you'll have Goyim bury him, and the body's not going to have to sit there spoiling over Shabbos and Yom Tov. 2 days, the second day, already Jews are allowed to do it. But the whole point is we're trying to avoid that they should have to have 2 days in the first place. We're talking about where they only have 1 day. So they want to ask some Manda Omer Mishum Mesia La'aba Mishum Yarkaya, new, and the opinion that says that we're concerned about the Mesim, why aren't they Ma'aber the month because of the vegetables? Don't they have to take into consideration that the vegetables are going to wilt? The answer is Epsha b'chamimim. The answer is that's not a big deal because you can put the vegetables in hot water and revive them. Or you can even maybe put them in hot water to begin with. I think the Pnei Yeshua talks about this. You can put them in hot water to begin with and then keep them there throughout Yom Tov. Throughout Yom Tov and Shabbos, keep the water as warm as possible. You know, you're not going to, on Shabbos, you can't put it on the fire, fine, but you put it someplace where it's warm. And that way, you know, they'll stay reasonably fresh there. Fine, or if you take them out of water every so often and then put them back in, whatever, you can, so that's not reason enough, according to Rav Acha bar Chanina, to say that we should add an extra day to Elul. And remember, you know, we said for 500 years there, we said they never did that. So all of a sudden, in our time, to say now that we should start being Ma'aber Elul, because some people are going to have wilted vegetables, where instead they could just be putting them in the hot water, Rav Acha bar Chanina says that's not a reason enough to be Ma'aber Elul. Yeah, we don't mean cooking hot. No, we mean warm water, for pasture. Yeah. Okay, so there you go then. Yeah, so there you go then. So in that case, if we're talking about lettuce, for example, then yeah. Okay, so the Gemara asks, fine. So now that we got down to all of that, so now that we understand what the problems are, that potentially we might have reason to be Ma'aber Elul because of it. So why is Ullah saying, do you, Chachamim and Bavel, realize how much good we're doing for you? Why only Bavel? It's a good thing for the Jews of Eretz Yisrael also. Why is Ullah talking about as though the Chachamim of Bavel, the Jews of Bavel, have a special reason to be grateful for this? The reason is Lidan Chovel Lon Alma, because for us in Bavel, it's very hot Tishrei time. The Bavel is very low-lying, so it gets very humid there during Tishrei. Lidid Hu Lo Chovel Lahu Alma, whereas Eretz Yisrael is mostly mountainous, and in the mountains, it's cooler. So therefore, it's not so hot there during Tishrei, so much that there should be a problem of Yaukia and Mesia in the first place. So in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, if Yom Kippur were to come out on, or any Yom Tov, were to come out on Friday or Sunday, no big deal. The weather is not so hot over there those times of year that there should be a concern about vegetables or mason spoiling. But what it is saying, we Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael take your needs in Bavel and your climate in Bavel into consideration when we decide whether Elul needs to be 30 days or not. And you should know, you should know how much we're doing for you by that. Now, we have Taka built into our calendar nowadays, this rule. We have that Loy Adu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So that it can't be Sunday is not so much because of the problem with Lahalacha. We don't really care so much about the problem of Messiah. Because you can always have Goyim bury them in a pinch. So therefore, we don't really have a problem with Yom Tov coming out on Sunday. What we have is that we have the calendar set up that Rosh Hashanah can't be Wednesday or Friday, not so much because of Rosh Hashanah itself, but because Yom Kippur will be on Sunday, on Friday or on Sunday, respectively, and you have the problem of Yaukia either way, and to a certain extent, the problem of Messiah as well, because you can't bury them. And we also have the reason Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday is a different consideration, because then Eshayin Rabba will be on Shabbos, then you can't bang the Arabas. We learned about this in Sukkah, since it's only Minag Nevi'im or Yisoid Nevi'im, we're afraid people are going to forget about it altogether if they miss it one year. So the Gemara says, Eini, is this so that we can be Ma'aber the month of Elul or any other month, Lutzorich, meaning not because astronomically the moon wasn't visible on the night after the 29th, and therefore of necessity 30 days long, but rather because of a consideration like this, because we want to move the date, we want to move the day of the week of Yom Kippur or of Sukkot or whatever. Is that really so that we're allowed to do that? You would think, just like you're allowed to make an Ibur for reasons. Now, reasons could be, in other words, so there can be astronomical reasons, for example, because Tkufas Nissen is going to be too late, it's going to be after Pesach. That's a valid reason. But there are other valid reasons. For example, you have that the grain is not going to be grown in time. You have Peira Se'ilon, you have fruits that are normally supposed to be on the trees, Pesach time are not there, and so forth. You have a whole sugya about it in Sanhedrin, about reasons for which the Beis Din can declare an Ibur Yor. So you would think, just like they can do that for whatever reasons they see fit. You would think the same thing as far as determining a 30-day month. You could do that letzorech for whatever reason you find necessary, including in this case, in order to manipulate the days of the week of the Yom Tovim. No, Talmud Lama, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this month should be the first month for you, and Achodesh Hazeh means this new moon, Kozer Re'ei V'Kadesh. You have to see the moon as it looks like this, like when Hashem showed it to Moshe as a new crescent, V'Kadesh, and you Mekadesh the Chodesh. So you can't just decide arbitrarily that, no, we don't want Rosh Chodesh to be this day because it's going to cause problems as far as Yaukiya and Mesiya. So what are Ula and Rabbi Acha Bachanina telling us that you could? The answer is, Omar Rabbi, like Kasha, kan la'abre kan la'kadshay. There's a difference between Lutzorech making a month that would have been 29 days, making it 30, Lutzorech, that you're allowed to do. What the Braisa is telling us we're from HaChodesh HaZalachem is the other way around. To make that a month that would have astronomically been 30 days, and you're going to say instead that it should be 29, Lutzorech, that you can't do. V'hachi kama. So what the Braisa means, Yochol Kashem Shem Abernas Hashana V'es HaChodesh Lutzorech, you would think just like you can extend the length of the year and extend the length of the month, Lutzorech, Kach Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Lutzorech, you would think by the same token, you could shorten the length of the month, Lutzorech. In other words, the same point as Yaukiya and Mesiya that we're talking about before. Let's say you had the other way around. Let's say that Elul was regularly 30 days. And you were to say, 1 year, we want to make it 29 because of the same considerations as before. Instead of that, we're going to be 30 days and Yom Kippur is going to come out on Friday. Instead, we're going to make it 29 and Yom Kippur will come out on Thursday. You would think that you could do that. No. So you have to actually be able to see the moon. So in other words, Rashi explains, when you're making the month longer, fine, you still have Re'ei V'Kadesh. The moon was visible at some point, either the night of the 29th. It was visible even the night of the 29th. Fine, all you're doing is you're saying we don't want to make Rosh Chodesh the next day, the 30th. We're going to push it off one day. Fine, there still was a Re'ei and a Kadesh. But if you're going to make the month shorter, then it means you didn't even see the new moon. But you didn't even see the new moon because the moon wasn't going to be visible until the night after the 30th. And you're going to say instead that 30th is Rosh Chodesh. No good. Can't do that. Even Lutzorech. So that's what it means. Come with my mouth. Chodesh HaZalachan, Kazer Eva Kadesh. V'chiha de'om Rabbi Shur ben Levi. So this fits with what Rabbi Shur ben Levi said. He says, "Ma'aymin ala edim." We are allowed to threaten the edim, and we're going to talk about what are we threatening him. Well, hold on. Ala chodesh shenira bezmanay, when the moon was visible in its proper time on the night after the 29th, where they saw it, we tell them not to give edus la'abray because we want to make the month longer. The ein ma'aymin ala edim ala chodesh shalom nira bezmanay lekadshi, but we don't do the other way around. We don't try to frighten the edim into if the moon was not visible on the night after the 29th to claim that they actually did and to say false edus. We're not going to do that. Now you have to ask in that case. I mean, if they're what would they even be doing in based in anyway? If they didn't actually see the moon, what are they even doing there? So what did they come for? So there is actually a possibility that maybe you had people who would come to Beis Din for this purpose, like to be available if Beis Din needs them as agents. B'chlal, you have a big question. How is there even a Hava Amina that Beis Din would tell them to testify falsely? What happened to Minvar Sheker Tircha? And there's an interesting answer that applies only in dinim ben adam l'chaver. Here we're talking about it's al derech, like when the Gemara says you're allowed to lie if nedarke shalom, where Beis Din finds it necessary in order to manipulate things, in order to get the Yom Tovim coming on the right days, then you might be able to do that. So Rashi explains, in other words, what it is like this. Again, if we have a situation where Beis Din decides for whatever reason that they need a 30-day month, and Edim have shown up in Beis Din and say, we saw the moon on the night after the 29th, and it is taka possible, Beis Din has calculated that it would have been possible. Nevertheless, Beis Din is going to be ma'ayim. Beis Din is going to threaten them. We don't want to hear from you. We're closing our doors, and we don't want to hear anything from you, and automatically it's going to become a 30-day month. But we can't do the other way around. If Beis Din has a need to declare a 29-day month, they can't have these people say we saw the moon when they actually didn't, because that would be more of a blatant sheker. In particular, what would happen in that case is people would start questioning everything that Beis Din is doing. They're just doing things arbitrarily. Now, with that, so that's Rashi's explanation. Rabbeinu Hanano explains differently. He's saying we're talking about, let's say, for example, the Rambam extends that explanation a bit. We're not talking about where the Edom didn't see anything at all. What we're talking about is, let's say, for example, imagine that Edom come to Beis Din and they say we saw the moon. And then, as they're going on with their Eders, they start second guessing themselves. You know what? Actually, was that the moon? Maybe what we saw was a little sliver of cloud that looked like the moon. Ma'aymin would be, we tell them, we force them to say, don't ignore that. Ignore any of those second guesses of yours. Go with your original instinct. That was the moon, and we'll go ahead and be makadosh the chodesh based on what you're saying. That would be what we mean by ma'aymin ala Eder. The Rambam explains in a somewhat similar vein. He explains that there's two possibilities. First of all, the Rambam learns our Gemara to be saying that not really lachatchila that Beis Din can make the length of the month whatever they want, 29 or 30 as they need it. What it means is, he says, let's say for example Beis Din was makadosh the chodesh. Let's say for example Beis Din made a 30 day month. No Edom showed up, so they made it a 30 day month. Now what happens is if later in the month Edom come and say that we saw the moon on the night after the 29th. So the Ma'aymin then is going to be, we're going to do everything we can to talk them out of giving the Eidos. So the Rambam says, we're going to be marba on them, b'chakiros and b'dikis. We're going to cross-examine them much harder than we usually do regular Eidei HaChodesh. And we're going to do everything possible. Everybody already knows it was a 30-day month, so we don't want to confuse everybody. And we don't want to then bring Beis Din into disrepute by saying that, you know what, we made a mistake and it was really 29. If the Edom survive that entire cross examination and they're still holding firm and they say, no, I don't know, never mind what you Beis Din are trying to talk us out of it. We saw the moon on the 29th, then Beis Din has no choice but to say, all right, then we have to make it retroactively. It was a 29-day month. That's how the Rambam learns our Gemara. And then the Rambam goes on to explain that if this took place during Nisan or Tishrei before the Yom Tovim, then we're not ma'ayim on them. Then we just accept their Eidos as it is. And we say, okay, then it turns out that Adar or Elul was 29, even though we originally announced that it was 30. Because after all, we don't want to mess up when the Yom Tovim is supposed to be. Then the Rambam points out other possibilities also. If you have, for example, now you can have Edim Zom in by Kiddush HaChodesh, just like you could by any Edim. You could always have Edim who come and say, Imanu HaYisim. So the Rambam says the same thing. If you have Edim Zom in show up and they say, you know what, Reuven and Shimon just came and told you they saw the moon in Yerushalayim, but Imanu HaYisim, then Beis Din will be Ma'ayim on them. Beis Din will threaten them and then try to kick them out and whatever and say, we don't want to hear your Edus. We already heard their Edus and we're Makadosh LaChodesh on that basis. Go away and we don't want to hear from you. So all of that that I'm learned is included in Ma'ayim over here. So we're saying that Ma'ayim works. So it works. Again, La'abroi, when the month was... So that's what it means. In other words, that we're ma'ayim on them. When they're saying we saw the moon in its proper time, and meanwhile, Beis Din had already declared it a 30-day month, then we're ma'ayim on them. We don't want to hear you, Aedus. But if it's the other way around, where they're saying we didn't see it in the right time, and we're gonna try to manipulate things in order to make the month 29 days. We're not gonna do that. We're just gonna accept their age as it is.
You know that we learned that after a certain part of the day, we play come back tomorrow. Right now.
That's it. We talked about that in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and in Masechta Beit Zohar.
Someone do that. We want to wait till the next day, and they come. The question comes. Come tomorrow.
Right, but apparently the idea is, in other words, there's a time when Beis Din is open for business. Fine, after Mincha, they can say, we're closed for the day, come back tomorrow. But now we're talking about, let's say it's in the morning. We don't have a valid reason to just say, come back tomorrow. But we can still tell them, we don't really want to hear your Eidos. So if you're going to insist on giving that Eidos, we're going to cross-examine you and we're going to try to find every possible discrepancy in your Eidos, etc. Yeah. So the Gemara says,
it's only going to work for making that Eber, but not right. For making it less.
Right, exactly. Right.
And what was his logic?
So the logic is, again, because to make it longer, fine, you have Kazeh Re'eh B'Kaddish. The moon was visible the night after the 29th. You're saying now that it's, okay, instead of making Rosh Chodesh the 30th, we're going to make it the 31st. Fine, that's not, there's still a Re'eh and there's still a Kaddish. They're just a day apart. But to do the other way around, to say if it wasn't visible on the night after the 29th, to say that it's a 29-day month and make the 30th Rosh Chodesh, that we can't do because there's no Re'eh B'Kaddish. So the Gemara says, "Eini, is that so?" didn't Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah send a message to Rabbi Ami? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah was the Nasi, so he was the head of the Sanhedrin in his times. Hevu Yodin, you should know, Shekol Yomav Sharab Yechanan Hayamalamdenu, throughout Rabbi Yechanan's life, he used to teach us. And Tosfos points out there's more than one Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah in Jewish history. There was a previous one who was who was older than Rabbi Yechanan. This one is evidently a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So there were in Jewish history, it seems there were at least five or so six Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyahs throughout the time of the Amoraim. Anyway, so throughout Rabbi Yechanan's life, he used to teach us ma'ayim ala edim ala chodesh shelo nira b'zman elakatre. Just the opposite. We are ma'ayim on the edim about when the moon was not visible in its right time, lakatre, to be makadoshet, meaning that we tell them afapi shelo ra'uhu yomru ra'inu, that even if they didn't see the moon, we tell them to say that they saw it. Or according to Rabbeinu Hananel, again, what it means is they're saying we saw, but then they start second guessing themselves. Maybe what we saw wasn't actually the moon. We tell them, ignore all that. Just go ahead with your first instinct. So we see the other way around. So we do tell them to say something which on the face of it is not correct. Amar Abaya, like Kasha, Habin Nisan and Tishrei, Habin Shau Yarchi. Depends, Nisan and Tishrei versus the other months. So Nisan and Tishrei, we can be Mekadosh, Letzorech, we can even make them 29 days, Adar and Elul, respectively, 29 days, if necessary, in order to have the Yom Tovim come out on the appropriate days of the week. Whereas the other months, we don't do that, and that was the previous statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that we're not Ma'ayim on them to shorten the month when it comes to the other months. Tosfos brings an explanation the other way around. Nisan and Tishrei, you can't do that because the Yom Tovim are supposed to be on certain days, and you can't just go manipulate that arbitrarily. Whereas with the other months, there's no Yom Tovim during those months, so it doesn't matter so much if they do that. The Rambam apparently learns something similar to that also, because again, the Rambam says, during Nisan and Tishrei, before the Yom Tovim, we're not Ma'ayim on them at all, we accept their Eidos as it is, and if that means the Yom Tovim are going to be on inconvenient days of the week, so be it. Only if they come, again, they're in the Rambam's scenario, if Eidim come during the other months, or even during Nisan and Tishrei, but after the Yom Tovim are over, and say, we actually saw the moon on the night of the 29th, and therefore it should have been a 29-day month, rather than you already made it a 30-day month, that is when we're going to be Ma'ayim on them, and we're going to try to do everything to dissuade them from giving their Eidos, and if not, then we're going to have no choice but to redeclare it a short month. Rava Omar, Rava says a different explanation to reconcile the Braises. Hoda Tani Rava Bashmol Achirim. The Braisa of Rabbi Bar Shmuel that says that there's a limit on what you can do as far as Ma'abra and Asachodesh. So before we answered that there's different cases, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. But on the surface, the Braisa was saying that you can never be Ma'abar the Chodesh Letzorech. You can never make it longer because of other needs, such as the days of the week. That would be according to Acherim. Netanya, Acherim Omrim, we learned this previously, we also learned it in a few other places. Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, Ve'ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La'Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dalad Yom Bilvad, between one Shavuos and the next, and between one Rosh Hashanah and the next, there are always 4 days of the week. In other words, Acherim are saying that a year always consists of 6 Chadoshim Malayim and 6 Chaserim, which is 354 days, dividing that in weeks and taking the remainder gives you 4 days. So if 1 year, Rosh Hashanah, is Sunday, the next year it's automatically going to be Thursday. There's no manipulating the length of the month in order to make the year longer or shorter. The if it was a leap year, then there's 5 days because then you have Adar, then you have an extra Adar. They learn, like we said before, according to one man d'amar, that Adar Sheni is always 5 days, that Adar Sheni is always 29, Adar Rishon rather, is always 29 days. 29 days is 4 weeks and a day, so that adds one more day. So according to them, there's no manipulating the length of the month. They always go 29, 30 without any kind of break, except Tosfos points out from a Gemara that we've mentioned before that look, even according to them, sometimes you have to have an extra Chodesh Molei in some cases because eventually you have the extra 793 Chalakim every month over time add up. But fine, we're not counting those because not every year. They have to have that only once every few years. So according to Acherim, so the leap year adds one more day. The leap year adds one more day because you have 29 days. So you'll have 5 days in a leap year, 4 in a regular year, 5 in a leap year. In other words, you think of it like this. In our calendar that we have nowadays, you have years that are Mole, Chaser, and Kesidron. in the times of the, in the times when they're Makadosh Apiyah, according to the, not according to Acherim, you had even more flexibility in that. You have the Gemara in Erchin tells us that you could have as many as 8 Chadoshim Malayim or 8 Chadoshim Chaserim in a year. And the Gemara even tells us about one time when Rebbe made 9. Anyway, the idea, so Acherim are saying, the Acherim won't have any of that. Acherim are saying it's always 6 Malay, 6 Chaser, no more, no less. So when you have an Ebro Yor, then you have 7, then you have 13 months. Of them, 7 are Chaser, because Adarishan, according to them, is Chaser. So you have one more day, because Adarishan is 29 days, which is 4 weeks and one day.
Odd number.
So it's an odd number. Yeah. So therefore, according to them, you have 5 days from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah when it's a leap year, and 4 otherwise. But according to them, there's no such thing as years that are Malay and years that are Chaser and years that are Kasidron, with the exception, Tosfos says, okay, every so often, they have to have a Shana Malaya because of those extra 7 and 93 Chalakim.
I don't understand why you have to express
it in 2 ways, and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So the Pnei Yeshua actually says on that a couple of blocks earlier, he says, because even according to Acherim, conceivably, you could play around with lengths of months earlier in the year. What you have to do is that at least the time of year, from Atzeres to Atzeres, and from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, meaning that that part of the year, the summer, the lengths of those months must be fixed. In other words, so if you want, it's according to Acherim like this, you always have to have at the end that there should have been 6, 6, and 6, leaving aside leap years for a moment, you always have to have 6 and 6, according to them. But you could have, let's say, for whatever reason, based in besides 1 year, let's say, that Cheshvan should be Chaser. Fine, so then they can have, instead to compensate for that, they can have one of the other months that normally would have been Chaser, they can make Mullah. So that's fine. They can play around with things during the winter time, but they have to make the summertime. They can't play around with lengths of the month, and it has to be at the end, by the time you come to the end of the year and you look it over, you had 6 and 6, and you didn't end up with 7 and 5 or 8 and 4 or whatever. Right. So that time of year, you have to have the day that you have to have the so right. And we learned earlier in the Masechta on Daf Vav when we talked about this, that it comes out according to Acherim that Shavuos is always on Vav Sivan. So when we say Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres, there always has to be. It includes also the fact we don't just mean Sivan. It means therefore that practically speaking, it means that Nisan and Iyar have to always be fixed in length as well, because otherwise you're going to have sometimes Sivan, sometimes Shavuos is going to be the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th, like we learned over there. So it comes out according to them, if Beis Din needs to play around with the orders of the months, what they can do is, for example, they can say, let's say normally you would have Tishrei is Malay, Cheshvan is Chaser, Kislev is Malay, Tevis is Chaser, etc. So they could have, let's say, for whatever reason, they want to make Tishrei and Cheshvan both Malay and Kislev and Tevis both Chaser. They're able to do that. As long as, but they can't do that during the summer months, and they have to make sure at the end that it came out 6 and 6. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learns it. So the Gemara says, Reb Dimi Minahadah Masni Ifcha. Now, this that we said about Ma'aymin on the Edom, Reb Dimi Minahadah learns the other way around. Ma'aymin ala Edom ala Chodesh Shaloi Nidab Ismani Lakatre. When the moon was not visible in its time, they can be Ma'ayim on them to be Makadish it. The other way around, he says, you cannot be ma'ayim on them to say that the month should be extended to 30 days when they actually saw it on the 29th. My timer, why? Hi Mexica Shikra, hi la Mexica Shikra. Because one looks more like a lie than the other one, meaning just the opposite of the Svara we were saying before. When the moon was visible on the night after the 29th, those Edom are probably not the only one who saw the only ones who saw it. Other people probably also saw it that night. If now, then they see the next day is not declared Rosh Chodesh, everybody's going to think that why did Beis Din make a 30-day month? They had no reason to, and they're going to start questioning what Beis Din is doing. Whereas when the Edom didn't see it, and we have them say they see it, it's not a known lie because okay, you know, no, not everybody paid attention. You know, they're gonna say, for example, you know, okay, yeah, these Edom saw the moon. They had good visibility. They were able to see it. We didn't know. Notice, okay, we didn't happen to look.
Cloudy one place.
It was cloudy one place, etc. Yeah, so it won't look sort of dimmy now does, saying just the opposite. That won't look as much like a sheker, and therefore there's less of an issue with Beis Din doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.